Hello, 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 and welcome to Holding Space with Whitney Jean. I'm your host, Whitney, and I am so grateful that you are here. Whether this is your first episode with me or you are returning, I am beyond grateful that the universe has led you to this exact moment, to this exact space with me. I cannot wait to share today's episode with you. I hope you enjoy. One of the things that I wanted to hop on here and chat about with you guys is this work happens in layers. And that's not to say you have to do the work in layers. That's not to say that it's a requirement. What I'm saying is you may meet yourself at a certain space in a certain time, at a certain frequency, operating from a certain space. And like, oh, I want to shift this. I know I'm designed to operate in a different way. And you begin to make that shift. And then it's like, oh my gosh, your world opens. You feel cracked open. You're like, oh my gosh, this is what I've been looking for. And it is perfectly okay to stay in that space. It is perfectly okay to operate from that space. It is perfectly okay to create from that space. You never have to leave that space. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there is also the opportunity to continue that work and meet yourself at a deeper level, meet yourself at another frequency. And this is not about that space of like it never being enough. So don't hear what I'm not saying. Don't hear that I'm saying you have to keep going and go, go, go and shift and change and shift and change and it's never enough, because that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that shift you're making right now is plenty for a lifetime. And how miraculous is that? And if you decide, oh, there's another level for me, after being present within the current level, how miraculous is it that you can meet yourself at another level? I am personally experiencing this within my life, within my reality, with leaning into the feminine. I had thought that I was functioning from the feminine. I grew up in a very masculine environment. And what do I mean by that? Everything's made up of masculine and feminine energy, masculine and feminine polarity. Masculine is the doing, feminine is the receiving. Masculine is the linear, feminine is the quantum. Masculine is the structure, feminine is the space. So I grew up in a very masculine structure. For example, both of my parents worked long days, long hours, do, go, 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 go. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there also was no space for the feminine, the being, the receiving, the quantum, everything, the intuitive, everything functioned from the logical, from the linear, from the structure, from the doing. And so when I began to make this shift a couple of years ago and really lean in to the feminine, really lean in to allowing myself to attempt, because that's really what it was, attempt to function from a different space. It was really hard. I had to learn new ways of being. I had to learn new ways of operating. I had to look at and sit with all of the points of views and beliefs and limitations I had around my value in doing. Like if I wasn't doing, I wasn't valuable to me. I had to look at all of those thoughts and all of those, the way my brain processed that and the things that I believed that my value is attached to my doing. What I could create, what I could do, what I could do. And shifting that first level was the recognition of my value has nothing to do with what I create. My value has nothing to do with what I achieve. My value has nothing to do with that masculine piece. My value is in who I am. I'm valuable because I am. That was leaning into the feminine. And so when I leaned into the feminine, that was that first space, and that was more than enough. It was more than enough. It was miraculous in and of itself. But what I'm realizing here and right now is that there was another layer available for me. And that layer happened through this past year, 2023, of being pregnant, having a baby, moving into motherhood, moving into that, the epitome of feminine space, where I was literally having the masculine structure shaved away from me. I was having this peeling back of everywhere I was functioning in masculine energy. And what I realized now in hindsight at this next level, this next layer, where I was perfect. It was more than enough. Is extraordinary. The growth that I had made was extraordinary, and there was another layer available, and I chose it. There was no right or wrong choice, but I chose it, and I continue to choose it while also simultaneously being very grateful and being very present in where I am now without the need and the lack and the scarcity piece of. Oh my gosh, this isn't enough. I need to keep doing this. And I think that's where a lot of people get caught up in, where they're like, I need to keep doing this. I need to keep doing this. And it's never enough. That is not the feminine. The feminine is more enough, more than enough. The feminine is a space of abundance. It's a space of quantum. And I'm seeing that as this 23 was peeling all of those layers back that I was functioning from the masculine. I am designed, and you may be too, to function from the feminine. I am designed to operate from the feminine. I'm designed to create from the feminine. I'm designed to every part of me from the feminine. While also still playing in the structure of the masculine. For example, business, like the feminine is the giver, the one that continues to give, will continue to pour into others, continue to serve, continue to love, continue to nurture. Where the masculine is that in the business structure is like having a business structure, having the retreats, I charge for the retreats, the cost of paying the facilitators, like that piece is the masculine. But the feminine is the energy in which I show up in. At the retreats, the energy in which I serve those there, the energy in which I facilitate from, that is the feminine. And so this past year has been a year of literally peeling back the layers in which I was still stuck in the masculine unknowingly. And I'm today's years old, it's old when I realize, oh my gosh, I was still massively functioning from the masculine. And it was literally this week that I had this huge shift of, I am so in this work for the people. I'm so in this work to serve, to walk with the most incredible people. to help those in the fawn response, think fight, flight, fawn, find safety in their body, and then find freedom in their experience. That is why I'm here. That is my purpose. My purpose is the feminine, is in the feminine. The means in which I get there does contain some masculine attributes because it requires doing. But the how I do it doesn't matter. What I do doesn't matter. How I do it matters. What I do doesn't. So it's about finding what lights you up, what lights me up. And so for me, the activation is in these retreats. The activation is in walking through 2 to 3 days with these insanely miraculous people to create quantum change. And that's why there is so much exponential growth and change and shifting that happens in these weekends, is because I'm holding that quantum space. I'm walking in that quantum space and I'm creating and serving you from the quantum space, just the feminine. So if you feel like you're in a space where you're being called deeper, I invite you to go deeper while also recognizing, holy shit, look at what you've done so far. You are fucking miraculous. What you've done is enough. You are enough. There's nothing more you have to do to be worthy. And what if you could find yourself even deeper? What if you could connect with yourself even deeper? What if you could embody yourself even deeper? What would happen then? Who would you be then? I can't wait to see. I just want to take a moment to express my gratitude for you allowing me to be a part of your journey through this podcast. It brings me so much pleasure and so much joy to be a contribution to you in any way that I possibly can. If you loved what you heard today, or if you were triggered by what was said today, I would love if you would leave me a review with any epiphanies, anything that was cleared up for you, any episode favorites, so that I can continue offering you and creating valuable content that is a contribution to you. I would just be so thankful. And you can do that on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time to be in this space with me. I love you so much.